Dear wife and dear listener, I come to you tonight to ask, what does a rookie basketball player have in common with legendary rock and roll star Bruce Springsteen, the boss? What do these two have in common?
I don't know.
Well, they're both very proud of their new jerseys.
Oh boy.
You get it.
I've got a question for you. Is it false or true? Is it fill in the blank? Are there options to rank? Nothing serious. Mostly just curious. Mona and Derek's quiz show.
Welcome to Mona and Derek's quiz show. My name's Mona, and this is Derek.
Hey. How are you?
It's us.
We can't hear you.
We have a podcast on which we quiz each other and talk.
Make some noise, people. We can't hear you. Come on. Get out of your seats. Sorry, go ahead.
The exact same number of people listen every week, so there's a very specific little crew. We love you all.
And that number shall be revealed behind the paywall.
Yeah.
There's paywall. No paywall.
There isn't one.
If you order $100 worth of merchandise from our website, we'll email you the number.
First
Just
topic.
Kidding. Industry secrets.
First topic.
What is it?
Okay. Have you noticed there's a certain... I go to the gym in the middle of the day.
I have noticed
there's
that.
A certain guy. There's like four of these.
Okay.
They all have a... They smile... Like they're stoned out of their minds, but I don't think they are.
Okay. They're just high on the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Busting some weights, clanking some plates together.
And they run on the treadmill while smiling at everybody, but they hold on to the bar.
Okay.
And like lean back. I don't know if I can describe it properly.
You're saying that this is a type of guy or it's that there's a specific guy there?
No, there's four different guys that do this.
Four guys all do this. Okay.
Like a child running on a treadmill, kind of holding on and leaning back.
Just like,
and,
wee.
Yes.
Look at me.
Yes. And there was a guy I was there for like 45 minutes today. Yeah. And he was just smiling at everybody running like that the whole time.
I mean, maybe that's a sort of exercise for your mood or something.
Mm.
If you run on the treadmill and smile at people, it boosts your hydrocortisone.
Honestly, now that you're mentioning it, the smiles seem very forced. Like maybe it is. Maybe it is some
you know,
sort of
like
exercise.
The laughter yoga or whatever, laughter therapy, where you just fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
Speaking of treadmill, I got a treadmill tale. So
okay. We're
a couple of gym rats here now, folks. This is now a fitness pod.
Well, here's the thing: we don't go anywhere.
We don't go anywhere.
So that's.
Except
I mean,
for
we
the,
do, but
the YMCA,
a playground, school,
yep.
Grocery store.
If we're not learning or cutting weight or gaining muscle,
no, we're actually
then we're
both
sleeping.
Gaining weight, which is
eat,
fine.
Sleep, gym, repeat.
Okay, tell
live,
me.
Laugh, love. So, treadmill. I was at the gym the other day, and I don't know if you've ever seen this, but there was a person going backwards on the treadmill. Like, she was turned around, walking in reverse, and kind of was, like, looking over her shoulder at the screen. And I think she was holding onto the bars, too, but...
What?
I don't really...
Maybe that exercises a different part of your body or something.
I'm sure it does, right? You're pushing outward... Yeah, I mean, it'd be like the reverse muscle, but...
Seems really unsafe.
It does seem unsafe. I don't think it's advised. But you can put that little emergency clip on your back, I'm sure. When you fall out, the thing
The
pulls.
More... Yeah, the more that I'm there, the more I'm like, man, working here seems like it would be very frustrating.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
There's a few rules and...
And nobody wants
Ain't
to follow
nobody them. Following them.
Nope.
Nope.
The only The only rule they do follow is to let it all hang out in that locker room. And that men's locker room is quite a spectacle.
That was a topic I wanted us to talk about.
These fellas, have we talked about this on the pod before? Maybe not.
Well, I don't think we're going to the gym then.
We didn't.
We may have recalled it from we used to go to the gym before the pandemic, and now we're back at the gym. But the women's locker room is classy.
Yeah. It's something over there in Mensville. These guys, these fellas, they just love to walk around in the nude. And many of them will be holding a towel, but they don't do the courtesy wrap around. They're just letting it all hang out, drip on the floor. I'm slipping on people's genital sweat and cracking my head on the tile.
Wasn't there a story about somebody like yelling in there?
Yeah, there was a guy. He was in the buff, completely nude, and he walks back into the urinal area.
What time of day was this?
I usually go after bedtime at night, so I think this was one of those, but maybe I do occasionally go in the afternoon, so maybe it's afternoon. I think this was later. I think it was after 8. So he walks back to the urinal where I'm using the facilities back there as well, and he's naked, goes up to the urinal peeing naked, and lets out the loudest moan I think I've ever heard from a urinating person. He's just like, ah. And must have been draining that main vein like nobody's business. But there's also people. There's often, one time there the sink was clogged with it was full of water, had like shaving cream and, stubble trimmings in there. These guys are going in there and shaving.
The disrespect, it's like,
routine.
I know you don't want to mess up your house, but like somebody has to clean that up. It's just so rude.
The other day there was a razor and shaving cream abandoned there. Maybe the guy was in the shower. But you know, these fellas, they love to just use this as their own.
Mm.
I guess if you're going early in the morning and working out before work, then you take the shaving kit down.
Because
you don't want to shower at home and then after your workout, too. Because HR will be coming and knocking on the cubicle if you come in smelling like the elliptical again. Anyways, welcome back to gym talk. Should we get to quiz?
All right, what else you got? No, I got more.
House cleaning.
I need to tell you about Costco.
Oh, boy. It's the seven layers of hell.
So... I went to Costco in the Deep West today.
Not to brag.
And I wonder if I should the Ankeny one.
If you're not from around here, these are two different
suburbs. They're just
suburbs.
Two different burbs. And they're both not my fave. So
you know, they're out
one,
there.
I just get really overwhelmed at Costco. There's a lot of really good gluten-free stuff there. There's a lot of good school snacks there.
Well, let's just say these deals are overwhelming. How low are these prices? How large is the bag?
Well, it's like the prices aren't low, but the sizes are so big.
Yeah,
it's like,
actually, the size does overwhelm me, too. Like, when you show up with a trunk load of stuff, I'm just like, well, we're going to have to take out a second mortgage to house all this stuff.
I know.
Buy our neighbor's house that's sitting empty since he's deceased. Rest in peace.
Well, so anyways... I don't go there often.
Okay.
Because you're buying such big stuff that to me, you don't go, I don't go often because it's like.
I don't always go to Costco, but when I do.
Well, and so I have this we get this rewards thing. So you have to spend it before the end of the year.
And I was like, okay,
I know we have a lot to do, but I do not want to go to Costco the week of Thanksgiving or between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Last year,
I think I went in December at some point, and I was like, never again.
Yep.
So I went today. There's all these extra aisles. So there's all these giant carts and tiny spaces. So I go to check out. I have so much stuff. It's insane. But also, it's just like, I haven't been there for 5 months, I don't think.
Hey.
They got granola balls, pop chips. They got all the chips, hits.
Heavenly Hunks.
I mean, that pop chips box is huge. Yeah,
it's a big box.
That toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
How many Scots you get there? You get 36 rolls. And you know,
I like how we always end up sounding like we're a paid advertisement for things. No, it's fun.
No, you know why I know it's 36 rolls? Because
our toddler one of the goes bonuses through one a day when he pulls it off the friggin' wall.
One of the bonuses of coming home with a bunch of Costco stuff is your kids play with the packages. So this the Scott toilet paper is in the middle of the living room. It was a desk at a store.
Yeah, there was a store here tonight, and they were selling juice boxes and toilet paper.
So I check out. I pay. The people that work there don't flinch. They're super nice.
They're just numb to it.
People buy that much stuff all the time.
They give them a shot in the neck of some kind of downers when they come in, and they're just roboticized.
Not at all.
Corporate drones. Oh,
no,
sorry.
Actually, I think the people that work at... The crazy thing is I love the people that work at Costco. Okay. The people going... I'm going to tell you... Okay, so
they're the
drones. I turn, and this very, very old, elderly woman is standing...
80,
right
90.
In front of me. 90s.
Wow.
80s, 90s. She's right 80s, next to me. Like, as today. I turn, she's right there. She goes, excuse me, would you mind telling me how much you just spent on groceries? And I was in shock.
Young
I was
lady.
Just like,
back
what?
In my day, we used to be able to get a chuck roast and an asparagus for 19 cents.
I don't know why, but I told her. She looked so sweet. She was just like, what?
The hell is wrong?
I was like, and she goes, she gave me this look, and I said, I have three sons. I haven't been here in a while. It was so weird, and I hated it so much, and I felt so overwhelmed, and I was like, this is why I don't leave the house. And she goes, well, I had five children, and I never spent that much on groceries. Like, she was mad at me, she walked back to her cart. She was in the middle of checking out.
What?
And she had three.
This is insane.
She had three things.
Okay.
What? She had three things. Why do you go to Costco and go around with a cart that big for three things?
Just going around shaming the absolute hedonists of today.
And... this came to me in the moment. I'm sorry. Am I clipping? I have been saving this story for you.
That's unbelievable.
My mind went to immediately, I bet I wanted to say this to her, but I'm not going to because I'm not as mean as she is. I wanted to say, you know, I bet your five children don't call you that much. Because you seem to be a little judgmental and you pry. And why? Yeah. But Derek,
mind your
podcast
own damn
listeners,
Costco card, all right?
Everyone, world, why did I tell her?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been awkward to just be like, that's none of your business, old bat. Get out of here before
she
I
was
kick
a
your cane out from under you.
She was A, adorable, and B, 1 foot away from me.
Yeah.
Like, she was directly...
I mean, you believed in the goodwill of people. You thought she was going to be like, I know, right? They're expensive these days. Can you believe it?
Here's I know. And
50.
Then
go get yourself some extras.
Yes. And also, I'm just like, excuse me. I'm assuming bread was 14 cents when you had kids.
Uh-huh.
I'm gluten-free, celiac.
Yeah.
A loaf of bread is $6. It's actually $6.70 if it's not on sale.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't eat that much bread.
Yeah, we ain't talking Sara Lee over here.
But this we is... do buy bread because it's like, you know, you want kids to have the normal experience. I did treat myself to a sandwich today.
A sandwich
it was a treat.
In hand is worth three in the bush.
Okay, thank you for listening to that rant.
That is wild. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Did
you get her plates
thank
done?
You.
We're going to call the police.
No, she went about her day. She had a great day. And did I tell the podcast about how that person said, wow, okay, when we were on 4th Street? I don't know if I did. I might have.
So. Yeah, maybe.
A stranger just said that. about me. And I'm like, what is it about me that invites a certain kind of person? I'm sorry, I'm not.
I mean,
it's all fine, but it's just like, I don't need to be picked upon.
You know?
Did I ever tell you the first college party I ever went to?
No.
A guy stole my glasses and it took me like half an hour to get them back from him. I'm not trying to be like a bummer, but it's like, oh, you know, yeah. I'm it's just like so sad. I was like this cute college girl and he stole my glasses and he wouldn't give them back.
Yeah.
Him and his friends were like passing them back and forth to each other.
He had a stunted mental mindset. He was a teenager and thought you had to pick on girls when you got a crush.
No, I don't. That
or
was not happening.
Just pick on him because he's a prick.
So then I got drunk and I
showed him.
Fell down the stairs.
Yeah, look who's laughing now, old glasses boy.
And then I fell down the stairs and then I started making out with a boy on the bottom of the stairs.
Like right after the fall ended?
Yeah.
Like you crashed into him? Like,
this guy I was hanging out with was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And then we didn't move. We just started making out in the middle.
Wow. Okay. Well.
When I say making out, I mean like sloppy kisses.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not trying to. I wasn't like.
Yeah, you weren't unzipping trowel right there in the quad gymnasium.
Wait, I have more things on my list.
Should we save them for next week?
No. Okay. I guess we could.
No, go ahead.
Okay. This morning I downloaded a book on parenting. I listened to it for 40 minutes. And then I spent the entire day listening to a book about teenagers and dragons.
Okay. Love it.
And then,
and how did that make you feel?
Well, when we were having some parenting issues, and I was like, damn, what was happening in that parenting book?
Yeah.
It's so easy when you're listening to someone talking about how to talk to kids, but then when I'm in the moment, I'm just like,
You gotta ride on instinct to some degree, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Throwing advice at you on the web and trying to sell books and DVD box sets.
No, this is.
I
think
helpful.
It's really helpful. It's like,
oh, for sure.
But okay, my last thing is that I'm organizing Brilliant Crafts and Wares Fair.
Hey.
It's gonna be on the Peppermint Trail, and today I just found out there's gonna be a freaking trolley.
Oh, tra-la-la, hop aboard.
A trolley, everybody.
And the
like up and down Ingersoll.
The craft fair is at a bar, so you can come down and get day drunk, three sheets to the wind, hop on that trolley, and you'll be home in your nice flannel sheets before you know it.
Yeah, especially if you live on
the other end of Ingersoll.
One end of Ingersoll to the other end of Ingersoll.
Well, it'll be easier to get an Uber down there at the corner, so cruise on down.
Cruise on. Okay, anyways, you
December
can quiz
9th.
Me.
Isn't
December 9th. We can plug all the things. I just, I'm sorry. I had so much to say.
Hey, so much to do, so
I
much
mean,
to say.
Wow.
Well, you know, we're living a big life here, and we got to.
Oh, and also, I got like a lot of Christmas presents today at Costco.
Totally.
If anybody has kids that are into Pokemon, they have a lot of reasonably priced Pokemon things, and they package stuff so it looks really grand, but it's like, ooh, I hope there's like not much in there. But your kid's gonna open it and be like, oh my gosh,
it's a Bulbasaur card.
One of our 4-year-old wants Pokemon cars.
Yeah, which I looked up the other day.
Do they exist?
No, they don't exist.
Dang.
He's
a little confused.
Like, do you mean cards? And he's like, no, cars. Like, well, we'll see what we can do here.
He's precious.
We're going to have to call over to cross the pond and see if they can crank some of these out in the next month.
Why? Across the pond?
Yeah, as a Pokemon from Japan
or
something.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Or Portugal. Who knows? All right. You want a quiz?
Yeah, you quiz me because I just talk too much.
Hit that. All right. I don't know why I came up with this. Well, our son's in basketball, and we got him some basketball shoes, and he was faster, so I was thinking about sneakers. So I'm going to quiz you about shoe sponsorships.
Shoe sponsorships? Shoe
sponsorships. Yeah, you know, how like famous people get sponsored by shoes. They make some signature ones.
Well, and I got them. I took him to the shoe store. Did you get a
signature one?
I almost got LeBron James shoes.
Hey,
they were very attractive, but they're like $100.
They're too large.
And thank goodness I found these $50 ones, which is still a lot, but or $60.
Yeah.
But I can't believe how fast he is in them on the gym floor.
Bob Sanders signature model. All right, so. Yeah, he's faster. So the hype is real. Go out and get yourself a nice pair of
LeBaron Joms.
Airwalks. All right, LeBaron Joms. I like that. All right, which musical artist has not been sponsored by the Adidas Corporation?
Okay.
Run DMC.
Mm.
Christina Aguilera.
Mm.
Korn.
Mm.
Or Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell has been sponsored big time.
Xtina.
Yep, it's Christina. To my knowledge, I couldn't find any evidence of her being sponsored by
I thought maybe in that dirty era.
Yeah, I could see. It looked like maybe she was in a Skechers ad. You know, everybody knows the Run DMC, got Adidas. And here's a bonus question for you. This might be a little too hot for pod, but what does the Korn song... Adidas, it's an acronym, Adidas. It's got a period between each letter.
Uh-huh.
What does that stand for?
Too hot for pot. Anybody doing inside dirty socks?
You've heard it before. No, it is all day I dream about sex.
Oh my goodness.
Day I dream.
That is so embarrassing.
Yeah, check out on their debut, or maybe it's on their second record, Life is Peachy.
Wait, side note, can I interrupt?
Sam Goody, you can interrupt. You always do.
I heard, you always do, you always will. I heard that one song from like the 90s where at the end the guy's like, Mom, Dad, what do you think about your son now?
What
is that song?
Huh. I don't know.
Mom, Dad. Wait, can we just pause this pod? Because you'll know.
Should we look it up?
Yeah. Yeah, while you look it up, I'm going to tell you what I was thinking about.
Okay.
It's...
Mom, Dad.
I'm just like, wow, I bet that person's really embarrassed about this song now.
It's got to be tough to have to have a hit song.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it just so angsty. Yeah, and embarrassing.
About like you your can. Son. Yeah.
What is that song?
I misspelled a bunch of words, but let's hope Google. Oh, filter. Filter, take a picture. You won't take my picture.
Yeah, do you remember what I'm saying?
I won't remember. I don't particularly remember that part of the song, but
it's so embarrassing. Yeah. I'm embarrassed for them.
You know what?
You're gonna find it.
They're laughing all the way to the bank, so they'll be doing just fine.
Do they have other songs?
They had some minors, I think.
Okay,
maybe one or two others.
Was that the hit?
Didn't they do a "Hey Man, Nice Shot"?
I have no idea what that song is. We play it.
What, nice shot or
The
end to take a picture? Is that the very end of the song?
No.
The bridge?
It's a bridge. That's the word. I'm sorry. Sorry, you wanted to make this a quick and dirty pod.
We'll take your word for that one.
Mom, 10.
Filter
your
what
do you think shit. About your son now? And just imagine like a guy with like bleach tips being like, I'm so edgy. You can't even handle me, mom and dad.
And they're like, yeah, no, we still don't approve. Hey, man, nice shit. Uh-oh. Mama's going to be hopping out of her seat, getting in the mosh pit. Oh, here we go. Oh, darn it. It's hard to skip to the exact second when you're on the... on the phone here.
Oh. I do know this song, but I'm cracking up because it's like we both really struggled to capture Filter.
Hey, yeah, nobody can quite capture the magic of Filter. What is it about these guys that makes him one of the greats of all time?
So sorry I interrupted your shoe sponsorship with this nonsense.
It'll be remembered long after we're gone. Hey, no problem. It was a nice, fun tangent. Which 90s NBA player had a signature Nike shoe which featured off-center laces that ran along the side of the shoe? So you know how you normally tie yours right up the center? Well, these ones were a little different.
I kind of remember those.
And side note, a little fifth grade kid named Derek Lambert was rocking these out on the lawn of the school, and I was very, very excited when I got them.
Wow, did you get them for your birthday or just because?
It might have been a birthday situation. Yeah, I think so. Mom, Dad, do you guys remember? Write in, call in. Which one? Was it Shaquille O'Neal, Muggsy Bogues, Dennis Rodman, or Detlef Schrempf?
Wait, Muggsy Bogues?
Muggsy Bogues was a... I think he was on the Hornets. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm going to guess Dennis Rodman because they were unconventional.
It was Rodman, the bad boy of the league.
He said, you can tie your shoes in the most logical way or...
Not me, folks. I'm out here dyeing my hair leopard print. I think the he had a signature pair before those that had like a metal zipper on it instead of laces. It's just like, this guy's bad. You don't want to mess with him.
Wow.
He'll bust out his, take off his shoe and hit you with that metal zipper. But hey, he really had fun with it, didn't he?
He did, yeah. Can you not find the next question? It feels like you're
God love
stalling.
Him. No. Just trying to give the people the bang for their buck with the content here.
Yeah.
So tennis star Andy Roddick... has a signature or has or had, I don't know, a signature shoe called the Fig Jam DMX. And Fig Jam is another acronym which allegedly stands for what? FIGJAM. First in game, just another match. Further I go, Jesus always matters. Fall into greatness, justice, and mastery. Or F word, I'm good, just ask me.
I think the F word one.
Yeah, you got it.
Really?
I guess that's what it means.
Wow.
I couldn't find any like proof that he confirmed that, but there was multiple things that said that's what it stands for. So
Fig Jam?
It's just, yeah, I'm like, well, okay. Thanks.
Maybe Andy. Do the first one, buddy.
Andrew.
Maybe you should send him your list, see if he wants to change things up, make it a little classier.
You know what? We can criticize all we want, but until we're out there on the U.S. Open. There's U.S. Open. Is that golf? Wimbledon. There it is. The French Open.
Wait.
French Open tennis?
What are you talking about?
Oh, Wimbledon's tennis.
You're talking about tennis.
Yeah. Roddick's a tennisman. He's out there hitting it. You know, tennis is kind of fun that they call, instead of zero, they call it love. That's a positive spin.
Tennis.
If you're really losing, you're just full of love.
Hey, it is. I mean, you know, I love that part. I just love love.
Yeah.
Also, wait. I did want to say about Costco That woman made me feel crazy. I didn't want to tell you the whole story because
we have a podcast.
Because we had a podcast tonight. But I did feel crazy bringing home so much food, and you made me feel less crazy, and I was very grateful for you.
I was very excited. I just got a bunch of free snacks.
Free snacks. Kids were pumped. Everybody's excited.
I haven't looked at the credit card bill yet, so I'm excited for now.
Hey, I'm going to quiz you about Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'll tell you.
Me and Good Housekeeping put this quiz together.
All right, collaboration.
They wrote the quiz, but I made it multiple choice. Let's be real, that's the hard part.
Somebody had to do it.
Just kidding, it's not the hard part. But hey, Detroit's Thanksgiving Day parade ends with who getting the key to the city?
Every year this happens? Or?
Yeah, every year at the end of the parade, they give the key to this person.
Same person, or it's like a
here,
role?
I'll give you your options. A child contest winner.
Okay.
Someone in a turkey costume. The Detroit Lions mascot. Or Santa Claus.
Oh, boy. I think Santa is the one that makes sense to me. Yeah, there we go.
It's been an annual tradition since 1924.
Well, doesn't he already have access to everybody's residence?
I know.
Does he need this key? I guess it'll save him the work of having to go down the chimney.
So Santa Claus steps off the final float in front of Hudson's, which I don't know. Hudson's doesn't exist anymore, but my grandparents lived in Detroit, and it was such a swank. It was like Macy's. It was like this really swank department store.
Yeah.
They had good food in it. It was real fun to go to.
Food, wow.
And like a cafe.
Like Hudson's, IKEA. Get your Swedish meatballs.
Totally. To accept the key to both the city and the hearts of good children everywhere.
Hey, okay.
What about the bad kids?
Well, he's getting the key to lock them up in prison.
What? Question number two. What did President Calvin Coolidge famously receive as a Thanksgiving gift? Long underwear, a sword, a golden toilet, or a live raccoon?
Oh, I think it might be raccoon.
Probably we've had the same question every year.
Yeah, maybe. Have we? We might have.
Probably.
I know I've heard somewhere about Coolidge having a raccoon.
You're bound to repeat when you got the memory of us.
What can you do?
Has
anybody really been listening to this year after year?
Vinnie Joyce of Nittyuma, Mississippi sent him a live raccoon to be served as Thanksgiving dinner.
All right, okay.
However, the president became so smitten with the animal that he pardoned it and adopted it as a pet. He named it Rebecca.
Becky the raccoon.
Becky raccoon. Walked into the White House.
Only to say
no more gravy.
Love it. The Beatles ain't got nothing on this, even when they put their songs together with AI and release them posthumously.
Question number three.
Okay.
A Thanksgiving turkey mix-up inspired what popular meal trend? Was it?
Tofurkey. Turducken.
Meat salads.
What the...
Denty Moore.
Okay.
Frozen TV dinners or deviled eggs?
I guess I'm going to go with meat salad, even though I don't know what that is. Because the rest of them seem not right.
I gotcha. It's frozen TV dinners.
Frozen TV
dinners. It's a great story. Whoever wrote this quiz did a great job. In 1953, a Swanson employee accidentally ordered a colossal shipment of Thanksgiving turkeys. 260 tons, to be exact.
Randy, get in here. What in the world is going on here? All Are you kidding me? Hand over your bed.
It's like 26 tons of Vila. Randy!
What in God's name happened here?
This is so fun. I'm very tired. To deal with the excess, salesman Jerry Thomas took inspiration from the prepared foods served on airplanes. Okay. He came up with the idea of filling...
I've always taken inspiration from that, too.
...filling 5,000 aluminum trays with turkey, along with cornbread dressing, gravy, peas, and sweet potatoes to complete the offering.
Oh, delicious.
The 98-cent meals were a hit, especially with kids and increasingly busy households. I got to be real. I bet that those old TV dinners were pretty good because they're probably real food for a while.
Back before they were using dog meat and gravy drippings from the back of it.
From the dog meat.
Ford F-150.
There you go.
I'm shorting out.
Okay, I have one more.
Okay.
Question number four. This one goes out to your brother, the plumber. What is the busiest day of the year for plumbers?
Thanksgiving.
Is it Black Friday? Christmas Eve?
Okay.
St. Patrick's Day? Or summer solstice?
Let's go Black Friday, day after Thanksgiving.
It is. Thanks to all the food we gobble up on Thanksgiving. And house guests stressing out the plumbing system, Roto-Rooter reports that kitchen drains, garbage disposals, and toilets require more attention the day after Thanksgiving than any other day.
Yeah, don't be putting turkey bones down those disposals, folks. PSA here from Moan and Derek's Quiz Show.
Well, here, before you have to join the legions paying a hefty holiday bill, you may want to remind your kitchen cleanup crew to scrape the plates before washing.
Yeah, scrape those plates.
You are welcome, everybody. Yeah. Scrape your plates.
Scrape your plates and grab your dates because the show is finished.
Yeah.
And loved that quiz. Thank you for regaling us.
You're welcome.
The Thanksgiving.
Thank you for telling us about your little fifth grade tennis shoes.
You know, see if I can find some photos of me in this.
I just imagine you were this like pretty straight laced kid, and then you're just like,
oh, straight laced? No, actually, my laces were down the side.
You're just like really into Dennis Rodman. Good joke.
Yeah,
I set you up. You're welcome.
Yeah, you sure did. Yeah, I was into the Bulls. They were the big. I was into the Bulls, and then the Magic at some point. I think, you know, when you're kids and you're
Orlando.
To do something different than your siblings.
Yeah.
At some point it was like, oh, my brother's the Bulls guy. I'm going to go Magic on him.
That checks
Switch
out.
Switch things up. Shaquille O'Neal, Penny Hardaway, you name it.
Cupid's Lounge has just been announced, which is our Valentine's show at XBK.
I know you don't want to think about Valentine's yet because you got plans to break up with your long-term
lover. Right before the holidays.
Right before the holidays, so you don't have to buy a gift. But, you know, if you are thinking about it, we're doing a Valentine's show on February 10th.
I personally think it'd be a great gift. Tickets to this show.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's true.
Put them in a stocking.
So, you know, check it out. XBKLive.com.
So it's going to be like the Goblins Lounge, but, you know.
Love songs.
In February 2020, we did the first Cupid's Lounge. It was a big hit, a bop.
Incredible.
Great, incredible fun. And then the Panini happened.
It was the last show that we performed at our beloved Vaudeville Muse. So
yeah,
it's special to bring it back around. And you know what? We announced it, so we're mentioning it. But we vow here to not discuss until later because it's like 4 months away.
Yeah, I'm saying it right now.
It's only 3 months away. Well, okay.
I'm saying it right now, but we're not going to talk about it until after Christmas.
Lips are sealed, don't you worry.
But Brilliant Craftsmanware's Fair has a list of very good vendors.
Oh boy, I tell you.
And it'll be noon to 6 at the Yacht Club on Ingersoll on December 9th. It's going to be during the Peppermint Trail. It's going to be so fun. We have curated the finest vendors.
Yeah, wait till you see this list, folks.
And should I just read the list?
Sure.
Okay, so for the Brilliant Crafts and Wares Fair, we have Dumb Bunny, which is a local artist that does cool stickers and art. Found and Formed. Cedar Rapids Vintage Shop that is the best.
Absolute masters.
Hot Puppy Shop, which is Cody does do vintage, but I think she's bringing mostly her silver smithing stuff, which I'm excited about. Like, she makes really incredible jewelry. Jen Geegley Knits. I don't know if you know Jen, but she is a very, like, famous knitter. And so she's going to be selling some of her knits. By famous, I mean not in Des Moines. Like,
the tabloids, I think, are talking
amongst,
about her.
Amongst the knitters, she's amazing. The Maker, who's Rachel from Cedar Rapids, who makes incredible clothing using recycled, upcycled fibers.
Ooh.
And it's, like, really cute stuff. I'll Be There.
Better for the environment.
Robin Moorfeld Ceramics, which is fantastic clay stuff.
I recently broke a mug, so I'll
be
hitting that table.
I've wanted to get something from her for quite a while. Soy, You Want a Candle?
Yes, I do.
Yes, Soy. And then Tinsel and Resin, which is someone who has really awesome resin jewelry.
Resin, I'm resin over there.
And then we're going to try to do the Creative Kids Art Shop, which is going to be kids selling their art, which...
Who doesn't love that?
It's going to be a lot of work.
A lot of work, a lot of cute.
But a lot of cute, right?
Yeah, a lot of work, a lot
of
cute.
Our kids are really into perler beads, so hot perler bead action. Okay, so anyways, I hope you can make it to that because it'll be lots of fun. RamonaMuseLambert.com is where you can find my art. I have the new calendars out. Calendars are a great way to support us. A lot of you do support us, and we appreciate
Absolutely. Thank you. To the moon and back.
Thank you for being you, and thanks for listening.
Laters, Gators.